1559 probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all tay. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Every week I get in here and I'm like, when are we getting... Now, this ain't for Miami. I don't think Miami close, but Atlanta.
I'm like, you don't think Miami is close?
Well, it can't be. It's not. When I watch Miami, I don't think they're going to be like next time when the season finale, because I feel like they're going to get the same number of episodes as Atlanta. And Atlanta's like 3 or 4 episodes ahead of them. Like, this is 22 for Miami, and Atlanta's at 27. So I'm like, yo, how many episodes is going to be?
I mean, can we talk about it, though? How many episodes is it going to be? I feel like...
I got thoughts, too, on Atlanta. First of all, I got thoughts on
like
Miami.
We have got to be approaching the end.
I think so. So Miami is Island Inferno. And for all the flack they gave Amara for, quote-unquote, exposing the fakeness of the show, nobody else is doing any good better than Amar, because yo, if y'all give me one more, I'm surprised Zoe hasn't got with Safari to get a hit.
Why he gotta be with the whole crew?
They'd be like, everybody. I'm going to Safari to get a hit. I'm like, what world are we living in?
They living in early 2010. When did Nicki Minaj come out?
The early 2010s.
2010s. I guess they like, we know that he can produce some good music, because he did it for Nicki. That's what they holding on to.
Yo, no.
I think what ruined Safari is being public. Like, I feel like nobody really knew who Safari was. Like, you be like, oh, Safari, nigga that Nicki dated, right? Like, that was just. But then you got on TV and then you really to show. You know how I'm always saying, like, some people don't need to be on TV? I think now when we know it's a Safari song, we already equate that to corny. So, therefore, you don't want to listen to corny music. Had maybe, just maybe, and I ain't saying that's true, but had some of these songs came out under the guise of this was that particular person and not that Safari wrote it, could it have been better?
Maybe.
Would it have been received better? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, now we look at you and like, we put you in there as like corny or doing the most, like, you should have stayed your ass off of TV if you wanted to keep something.
Yeah, he should have, but he didn't. We start things off with Amara. She is planning this family trip / girls trip, and she has one more girl to invite. And if you thought it was Shay, you're wrong. It is Bobby. He is the girl. He can come as long as he can keep his mouth shut. He explains that he didn't mean to make her look bad at the party when he said that Eliza was sleeping with Safari. And he even questions if her and Safari are a thing. He feels that he also feels that she still loves him. But she's like, but he's a married man. So that's not the question. That man was married when you got pregnant by this man. So I don't understand what changed now. So
I mean, she let that man tell her lies that he was going to leave his wife for her.
That's true.
Now she's like, I know better.
Yeah, so not right now. She is considering therapy because she realizes about herself that she goes to relationship to look for comfort.
You didn't rewatch yourself?
I don't think she does. Bobby suggests that Tip, Joy, and Trina, who is drowning in stress, should also come. And then he's like, and what about Shay? She's like, no. Here's the thing, too. What bothers me about both of these trips,
y'all want us to believe these are trips y'all is putting together and not a cash trip. Please stop playing in my face.
It's annoying. It would have been better off if this was Brooke's idea instead of Amara. Like, yo, I met with Alan. Let's go. I should go to the DR for the family. It should have been, hey, Brooke should have said, what about
let's
going
go to the
DR?
You know, and she's like, you know what? While I'm down there, I can take the babies to go see Alan. Yeah, you right.
It would have made more sense. I shouldn't be producing y'all show. This is 10 plus years in. Brooke reached out to Shay, and this is the first time Shay is meeting Brooke, and both of them, they never met each other. So why is this on Brooke to get her and Amara? Who cares? This doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know, y'all. Like, what is going on? So they have the sit down, Shay explained the breakdown that, you know, that her and Mara had due to the emoji she sent to Von Shay, even though Shay doesn't want to believe that Mara would say something like that or send like that and say, you know, send a picture. And she was like, so I stayed out the middle of it. So basically, I didn't offend her. Here's the thing, though. They really want us to believe that from the time Von Shay put that screenshot out to now, nobody did their due diligence and found out if this was real or not. And nobody questioned, like, this was never on the Shade Room. This was never on Gossip.
Exactly.
This is only on Von Shay's phone. And we just kept it pushing. So Brooke, if y'all don't know, has the special needs son. And she says, I wouldn't sit down with anyone like that if I believed Amara had did that, you know. So Shay brings up Eliza talking mess and Amara didn't defend her. I'm over these storylines where you ain't a friend like I was a friend. We got more of that coming up on Atlanta. Brooke thinks both these women are hurt and thinks there is hope for the two of them. All right. Flo is back to focusing on music. She's in the studio with Safari, and as soon as
another fake ass scene.
Yeah, you smell good. You cute. You know, what cologne you got on? All this because she's seen the picture at the party. This man has been on this show since Hollywood season 3 or 4 or whatever. What are we talking about? So Safari wants to keep professional, but he's like, so you getting divorced? Have you gotten divorced? Are you divorced? They both relate to the infidelity. She tells her story about her cheating on Claudia with Marlon and blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, I could relate to that. I guess. What are you related to? What story is similar? Then he was like, you know, I've been around a lot of big songs. Here's what I don't want to hear, right? If I go to a producer, I never heard Safari produce anything, though. I don't know about his beat making skills. Yeah, the rumor was he was writing for Nicki. But anyway, he's like, if I go to a producer and I'm looking for a hit and they tell me about another producer who made a hit. He was like, so I was in the studio with Swiss Beats and we was just talking and talking and talking. It got late night and he went over to the keyboard and was like, boom, 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 and just embodied it. What this guy do with you? What are we talking about?
Right. That's what I was thinking too. Like you said that like you did something.
So they throw on a song. She invites him to dance with her. And then he slides his hand to her ass as he calls her trouble. I'm over it. I'm done.
You know, you don't have to put yourself. You can't sit here and be on TV talking about some. I really want to be with Amara. I really want to make this work. Hey, Flo. Like, yeah. No, nigga, it is cameras.
You would like to believe that. Then here's another fake storyline. Shay says, yo, I'm going to see my mama. Not to make amends, not to set the record straight. I need a babysitter. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, so you need a babysitter for this DR trip? Don't that baby have a father? He's like, he can watch his child. It's not babysitting when you watch your own kids. So I didn't gotta say that. He can watch his own child. Anyway, her brother, the traitor, is there. She calls him out for bringing, MJ, y'all, calls him out for bringing the prostitute Estelita to the party. Mom isn't worried about Estelita. She's like, she's a very pretty girl. But what about this voodoo priestess you done went? Gael gets a new nickname. It's called Gremlin Face. Mom and Shay speak one-on-one, and she wants to know if the reason the Fable was back is because of the voodoo person, the voodoo that she went to go see, and she calls her desperate. Shay is upset. Her mom won't give Fable a chance, and I'm with her mama. She don't give that man plenty of chances. What are we doing? So the mama says, don't bring this man into my house. And she's like, don't worry about it. Guess you ain't going to be seeing your granddaughter no more. So I don't know who's going to be watching Sajaya. We'll find out. Yes. Flo is happy with the studio session with Safari. Zoe stops by because she has a bond with Flo and Gael for some reason. She wants advice on her album. It's going over budget. She's trying to work with Big D to get these records. And I guess she's going to have to apologize. Flo tells her to control her emotions. Don't let anyone get under your skin. And this one throughout that she thought Safari was a great lyricist. And I was like, where? Zoe brings up Amara and Eliza fighting. She also invites Flo to the DR trip because this is what bothered me, right? So Zoe got a plus one. This is dumb and fake because it's not like Zoe could have brought anybody we have not seen on the show. So, so she's like, I'm going to bring Flo. You can come. Flo says, cool. I'm bringing Gael. Will your plus one get a plus one?
I'm confused. That part.
Like, what? And she's like, don't worry about it. I'm going to keep Gael in check.
Here's the thing. You did so well at this.
I think Gael lacks pretty privilege because Gael was cutting up this episode. Gael was like, oh, this is a show and I'm just going to start shit. And she gonna start some shit. She's like, this. She did it. She started with the Shea birthday party. Now she's just taking it full throttle. Eliza. Sweet, sweet Eliza. Her and Amara speak about this upcoming trip and family issues, right? Eliza and her daughter are in a better place. But she's having issues finding a home because of HOA and Shamaya's record. Then we've learned 2 days ago, Brooke invited Shay. This scene felt so fake. So they shoot this scene, but we don't see any of it other than Brooke saying, man, Shay love you. She love you, girl. And she lost the baby.
Lost the baby all in one breath.
So Amara's like, I lost a baby, but that's not really an excuse. Now we're back to Eliza, y'all. She's telling Eliza this. And Eliza feels Shay should be left where she at. But it don't matter because we got to shoot a show. So Amara's inviting Shay and Eliza like, I'm not going. And I said, who is you? Who cares? It's a free trip to me.
We okay. Yes. We all right if you don't go, sweetheart.
Like, this is just, you go or you don't go. Eliza, appreciate the fact that you was invited. Shekinah did not get an invite to Canada.
At all.
I was like, oh, this is why Shekinah made the video. Like, yo, they trying to ice me out. Literally. I didn't even get to go to the cold city. So we get to DR, and this is one thing I noticed, because for those who don't listen to Equal Opposites, Shell and a listener and the Facebook group, a couple of them was like, yo, you should watch Real Housewives. So I've watched the past 2 seasons of Potomac, and I've been in and out. The biggest difference between Real Housewives and Love and Hip Hop are trips. Now, earlier this season of Potomac, Ashley, you failed with that trip you pulled together in Austin, Texas. That wasn't a good trip. I enjoyed their other trips, the majority of their trips, because when Bravo sends these ladies on a trip, more than likely they're at a resort, and it seems to have it to themselves. Forever in a day, Love and Hip Hop just send you to a hotel and y'all in these different rooms. And it's too siphoned off. So when we get here within it, I'm so upset with, there's supposed to be a trip with the whole group, the whole cast, right? But we come in separate cars. No, I need the tension. Put all y'all in the same car. Fuck all that. We go. So they come in separate cars. Amara has her daughters and her mom with her, right? Trina brought her man on the girls' trip. This quote unquote supposed, again, is it supposed to be a real storyline or not? Because
why is she allowed to bring? Well, Trina probably was like, I'm not coming on the cast trip if I can't bring my man.
Yeah, which, all right, fine. I'm going to give Trina the pass. Bring your boy. Why he at brunch? Because that wouldn't be me. I'm like, no, this is for the ladies and Bobby. Cool, that's whatever. Stay your ass in the room. And when we get to the brunch scene, because I probably didn't write it down, I didn't like the fact there was separate tables. They were all these little circle tables they're all sitting at individually. And then when you get to Atlanta, I don't like the fact that when they have dinner, Rennie and Spice are at the head of the table. No, everybody's on the side of each other. We got to face each other. They ain't no head of the just basic stuff, y'all. Estelita, Zoe, Flo, and Gael. Gael get there complaining. Trina not only brought her man, she brought Hot Topic. Why is Hot Topic here? Again, something I think I did write down. Why the Hollywood twins here? We see them at brunch. Stop trying to make them a thing. Stop. I don't care.
Stop trying to make fetch happen because we don't. I want y'all two grown-ass women to stop dressing alike. Like, that shit is bothersome every time. Yes. Y'all wasting money on two outfits. Y'all could be swapping clothes. Y'all don't even battle. Y'all don't even wear the same outfit in two different colors. Y'all gotta wear the exact same outfit in the exact same color. Like, what are we, five?
Yes. And this is why I was like, I said to myself, oh, they're not at like a nice resort, because not a nice resort, because I think they stayed at the Intercontinental. But they made the Intercontinental look bad if they do this, because they sat there in the lobby with the, I think it was Amara, Trina, Hot Topic, and them, and Bobby and them, right? And they had plastic cups to cheers. And I'm like, oh, I'm so used to seeing when you go to those nice resorts, they got the bubbly for you. They're giving you all a drink when y'all, as soon as y'all get there. I was like, y'all did this.
Yeah.
Y'all brought the drink. Okay, all right. Trina apologizes to her man in the room, like, man, I know it's only girls here. And he's like, man, I'm just here to support you. So she's so in love. Zoe ignored Hot Topic at the airport, and Gael was talking about Zoe. When in her room, it's like, I think Zoe came to go visit Flo, and Gael was talking about the purse, or maybe they vice versa, they visited her. And she's like, you didn't get your hair done for the airport? I was like, Gael was being extra for no reason.
So come back next season.
Amara's preparing for this welcome brunch, and notice how this guest list has ballooned. Estelita and Brooke are in her room at this time, right? Estelita is on positive vibes. She asks, who was there? And this bothered me too. When Estelita asks, yo, so who all's here? Who all here, right? It'd have been easier to say who not here.
Yes.
Princess Love is not there, and Shay isn't here yet. So Estelita wants to beat Shay ass because of last episode, which we talked about, when she's like, go suck your daddy's dick. And I thought it was referring to Sugar Daddy, which Shay could have been referring to. But if Shay
I truly believe she meant your sugar daddy and not your daddy daddy. And the fact that you tried to reach for the stars, the moon, and everything to make that shit happen, Estelita, go sit down. Because ain't no way you really thought she said. Ain't no way. Who convinced you? What producer told you that that's what she was trying to say? Girl, you sound silly.
Here's my thing, though. I wholeheartedly agree that Shay was not trying to say that your father, because I'm sorry, we bearing the lead. So Estelita was molested by her father, and Shay has this knowledge. Me personally, if I have that knowledge, I'm not going to get even close to it, because I don't want to explain myself, right? I want to be like, Estelita, suck your daddy's dick. Not your daddy, daddy. You shook. So I'm like,
yes.
So I wouldn't have did that. So I think Shay was wrong for just butting up against that line. I don't think Shay meant her dad, because if that was the case, production got some issues. Cause I'm like, y'all, this is what we doing. She's like, Shay shouldn't play like that. She vows her and Shay would never be cool. Now listen, Estelita just showed up yesterday. We got a whole. This is a problem with it. Shay should be focused, right? Her issues really should be her man and her family and Amara. It shouldn't be her man, her family, Amara. First season was Von Shay as well. And then now we got focus. Why are we all over the place? I wouldn't even bring Estelita in here.
This cast got so many people.
And then Eliza. Goodness gracious. So she don't go on the trip. She stayed on business, right? She got a spa day with her daughter, Shamaya, in an attempt to be a better mother. And she tells her, like, yo, we're having problems buying this house due to your legal issues. Shamaya says, listen, enough about that. I got a secret to tell you. Give me your hands. I don't know if the mama daughter give me your hands is the same as when back in the day on Jerry Springer and them, and the dude be like, you know I love you, right? You know some bullshit finna come. So she's like, I'm pregnant. Eliza is shocked. She told the cameras not to follow her. First she said, turn the cameras off. Then she said, don't follow me. So they followed the daughter. Which I'm like, okay, you could have just unmiked yourself. So she says, yo, what about school? Shamaya says, I'm not going to school. And Eliza loses it. All right, here's the thing. I understand to a certain degree, because I ain't been in Eliza's shoes, the shock and awe you would have at your young daughter. And here's the thing. I think Shamaya is old enough to drink. I think she's like at least 21 or something like that. She sounds so young-minded. she sounds like I'm not going to school. I was like, and so then at that point, like the dad in me kicked in and said, so what you finna do? You can't live with me. You about to struggle. I was like, listen, hip hop just celebrated 50 years. I don't know how many other rappers you gonna have to get pregnant like I did. So good luck with that and your record, because I ain't helping you. This is your mess you made. All right. We wrap things up with this brunch. Amara makes a face when Zoe and her friends arrive, which is Flo and Gael. I know, you know what? I didn't write it in there, but when Zoe invited Flo to the thing, and she was like, me and Amara got beef because she tried to be slick and offer me some money. And then Zoe said, I would have been like, don't say it in front of everybody. Like, yeah, I'll take the money. Go ahead. Amara thanks everyone for coming. She notes the group size and says, hopefully Trina can hang out with us. Amara, you need a man? I was like, Trina, can we not joke? Because you have been, you, first of all, nobody told you to bring no dude here. And you did. Gael says her and Trina should link up since they badass bitches. And her and Flo both explain that drink wasn't for you. That was for Hot Topic. Hot Topic speaks up and wants to know what the issue is. And explains when they did run into each other, like, I had no problems. I said I had no problems with y'all. And then y'all turned up. Then Flo was like, yo, so why you have your cousin drop that fake eviction notice? She said, man, I got that info from your girl, Claudia. And they both like,
yo,
Claudia.
Girl.
Yeah. So Zoe jumps in. And then Gael tries to bully her into talking to Hot Topic. And Zoe walks off. And that's how we end this. I was like, that's the ending? She's like, I just can't do this no more, guys. I'm over it. And we get hit with the next time on. I said, who edited this show? This would not, I would not have ended here. I might have switched it. I might have did brunch if Eliza was a better character and ended with Eliza and the daughter pregnant news. Better cliffhanger than what this was. Anyway, guys, next time, Zoe is done. Trina has to break the news to Trick Daddy's son, Jaden, that we ain't doing no Hip Hop 50. Your daddy don't got no good ideas, and I'm over. And he's like, man, I was ready. Whatever. Then Gael was like, she went from Fabo. Gael Safari to shoot a scene together. She was messing with Claudia. Then she up here dancing with Alan. And then Amara and Alan, part three. Alan tells Amara, no one wants your black ass. And Amara's in her feelings, and Shay arrives. That's all we're getting next week. So,
yep. What an episode.
Two things.
I'm ready for the shit to be over with because I'm so tired of all this fakeness.
Two things. One has to do with Love and Hip Hop. I'll say that for a second. Miami. The other one is adjacent. Sometimes on the show, Ray J was running his mouth. Did you see any of this Ray J Monica beef?
Yes.
So Ray J was, for some reason, going around saying that Brandy and Monica are going on tour. His sister Brandy and Monica are going on tour. And said, Monica is going to be opening for my sister. And Monica's like, what are you talking about?
What? Ray J just be talking.
He does. He's like, I mean, of course, Monica would have to open, right? Somebody has to come out first. Brandy ain't having that either. Monica went on her Instagram story to blast Brandy's brother, Black Enterprise. Like, who put this? I'm reading this. For quote unquote, putting the cart before the horse because no discussion about a tour occurred with anyone, especially within her camp. She kindly asked Ray J to stop speaking about this. And if it were to happen, it would be a private discussion between the parties involved. Quote, I've not received any contracts or calls about the tour. Ray J, I'm kindly asking you to stop speaking to me in public. I think she meant to say about me. Yeah. A private conversation would be necessary, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, he had to apologize. He appeared on Angela. This was on the Breakfast Club and then on Angela Yee's radio program, Way Up with Angela Yee. She brought the subject up. He immediately apologized and stated he would call Monica. I'm going to call Monica as soon as we leave here. Listen, Monica, if I said anything wrong, nigga, you know you did. Stop. I hate the ifs. Boy, y'all killing me with the ifs. He's like, I was wrong. I shouldn't have been speaking out of turn. I apologize. You are a great
artist. And then you speak with so much superiority, right? Yeah. Like, well, like, it's got to be Brandy headline. Like, it couldn't be. Like, this is giving SWV an escape. They will call headline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I do is just shake I said, all I want to do is just kind of shake it up a little bit, get y'all all together, see, whatever. All right, the other one is Shay was on a live and discussed how there ain't going to be no reunion. Said, we don't do reunions, a reunion for what? So
Run me my damn reunion. Shit.
This is probably why this season be feeling so damn long. I said, fam, y'all could have had a reunion after the first half and we could have got some things out the blue, but
nothing. And why not have reunion? Y'all don't have no resolve.
Nothing. I was like, what are we doing? All right. Is that it? I think so. We got Atlanta coming up next. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You follow me on the Snappy Chat. I means with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515.com. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace. She says
bye.